It has been said that millions of people long for immortality, who do not know what to do with themselves on a single rainy Sunday afternoon. And so many of us here can recognize the truth in that observation from our own personal experience. Why is it that so many of us who want not only to live a long earthly life, but also an eternal life, are very often bored with a single Sunday afternoon? The answer is that we are not living in harmony with the true all-over purpose of our life. Come to me, all of you who are weary, bored, and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Come to me. Take my yoke upon your shoulder. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Come to me, and I will teach you. I will uplift you. Come to me, and I will enrich your life. I will take away your boredom. Come to me, and you will begin the healing process of becoming a whole person. We are a community of people who come together to help each other in our life's calling. Our vocation, yours and mine, is nothing less than to become a whole person. Not only physical or mental or emotional, but also in the spirit. For man does not live by bread alone. And if we neglect any one dimension or element of our life, then all of the other dimensions are affected. The spirit also is to be nourished. And that is why some of us discover our boredom and that we are not whole people. And to some of us, the very idea may seem beyond our reach. And then, unfortunately, we settle for something that is short of our real potential. We become the victims of a kind of false modesty that tells us to know our place, that tempts us that we are not spiritually equipped to strive for the goal of wholeness, just take care of what is physical and mental and emotional, but not the spirit. And then the emptiness begins. Jesus tells us otherwise today. He says, come now to him. Discover the meaning of the uniqueness that you possess. Discover the kind of fulfilled person you can be as God created you to be. Discover how much better it is to move from where you are to where the Lord wants you to become. Come to him and discover the only real cure for boredom and emptiness in your life. Come to me, all who are weary and find life burdensome. Those words taken by Jesus or a figure of speech drawn from his own time, from the laboring people. the hard-working slaves and farmers who were bent low for hours at a time by the heavy burdens that they carried on their backs. Today it comes to us as a symbol from that time of the heavy burdens, heavier than those of the farmers, that we carry on our backs, the emotional burdens, spiritual as well as the physical. Not one single burden of one single person is bypassed by that invitation of Jesus today. Everyone is included. Everyone with arthritis or migraine headaches or a withered limb. Everyone carrying guilt over some past event is included. Every person who dreads the dawning of a new day. Every person who is depressed, bent low over guilt of some past event. Everyone today who is overwhelmed with the feeling of uncertainty about the afterlife is included. Every person whose spirit cannot find rest because of some intense hatred in their life. And everyone who is victimized by any kind of slavery to some awful habit that they might have is included. It is you, no matter what burden you carry today, that Jesus is inviting to get on his back to be carried. The invitation is given to you as a real flesh and blood person with whatever burden you carry in your real life. You with the ongoing frailty of your human physical body, bring that burden to Jesus and be refreshed. Any one of you with a frightened sense of life's lack of purpose, bring that heavy burden and be refreshed. Jesus comes to bring us refreshment for all those heavy burdens. And he comes not with some kind of empty word, but rather with his awesome message of living hope. The message that is the Spirit of God, who raised him from the dead, dwells in us. The same living God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. It is the risen Christ who brings out the best in each of us. The same risen Christ who fulfills the hidden dreams that we have about ourselves. The risen Christ who confirms the feeling deep inside that we truly can become more than we are. The Spirit of the living God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us. Somewhere deep down, within each one of us, there is a center point. A center point where God dwells. In each one of us, there is a point where we are in constant contact with the Spirit of the risen Christ. Call it your heart, call it your spirit. We are never alone. We are always able to speak with that living spirit at that center point. And then we learn to become our own very best friend because we are never alone. That is the meaning of that wedding prayer that says, now our joys are doubled because our happiness is one and the happiness of the other. And our burdens are halved because we share and divide the load. And that is the essence of real wholeness or holiness. That is the message that Jesus wants to deliver to us in all of our relationships. And to deliver it credibly, we must be willing to put ourselves under the yoke of other people, just as Jesus has placed himself under our yoke. He shares our burden, and we learn how to share the burdens of other people. And that is what it means to come to terms with life. Life and coming to terms with it is a matter of the heart, not of the mind. And understanding life is a matter of experiencing it. The living God has revealed his plan for bringing us to fulfillment as finite creatures by giving us a glimpse that the whole point of our New Testament gospel is salvation or healing, little by little becoming whole persons, growing in the Spirit. That is God's life through the risen Spirit touches us all of the time at the very center of our being. And this source of power and vitality to give life real meaning wells up deep down inside of ourselves and moves us into a whole new spirit, a whole new style of life. Then and only then you begin to understand that the love of God and the love of neighbor are one. They are inseparable because the same Spirit of the risen Christ lives in those people who lives in us. We are one with them and with God. And that is when we begin to discover that we are liberated, freed from the things in life that were pinning us down with boredom and frustration. You begin to feel an overwhelming sense of deep satisfaction that cannot be contained, that we are all one in this together. All of you who are weary and find life burdensome, Jesus can come to you and heal you now because he dwells and lives at the very center point of your being all of the time. And then you become your own very best friend. And then the fountains of living waters spring up within you, and others are able to come to you. Come to me, and I will refresh you, says the Lord.